Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Listen to every game here.
Back goes Bradley near the center field fence. That ball is gone. A two-run home run for Wilson Contreras.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Advent. If you have snoring, sleep apnea, or nasal breathing problems, go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment.
Mully and Hall. Live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
2-2. He struck him out. A home opener, complete game shutout, twirled by Lance Lynn. First shutout in a home opener since the venerable Wilbur Wood in 1976.
Doesn't get much better than that. He was really in command, and what an outstanding outing. Did not walk a royal.
A stocky veteran reliever fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and the Cubs win the ball game. Craig Kimbrell was magnificent, and the Cubs beat the Pirates 5-2.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. A nice winning day yesterday for our baseball teams. The Bulls won as well, and unfortunately the Blackhawks didn't get the grand slam, but pretty good. Three out of four teams that played yesterday won, and the fashion in which they won was important too. The Cubs got their bats going. The White Sox didn't need their bullpen, didn't really need their defense the way that Lance Lynn pitched on opening day, and they got runs early, and it was a fun opening day for the Sox. Good to have fans out there. I don't know how good it was to be sitting out in the rain waiting for it. It took a couple hours before the game actually got going, but once it got going, boy, what a treat. You know, not just the performance, but Yermin Mercedes hit a 485-foot home run, the third longest home run in the ballpark's history, and he did it in the first inning, and he did it right after a two-run homer by Yoan Moncada. So, boom, you're up 3-0, and you feel like, wow, that was pretty spectacular.
Back to back.
Literally, the fireworks are going.
Literally, for the first time in 2 years, and Sox fans had waited a long time since the last time they were in that ballpark to watch their team, so another couple hours. I don't think people were going to complain. It was worth the wait. I think, one, because of the home runs early, and then the way that Lance Lynn pitched into the ninth inning, a complete game shutout. You heard first, you know, the reference to Wilbur Wood. It was going way back.
Britt Burns.
It was a throwback effort by Lance Lynn, and he is the workhorse of this staff. You expect him to eat the innings and to be very good as he does that. And so it came on the heels of the Cubs going over to Pittsburgh. It was a good day for bearded pitchers because Jake Arrieta also was reminiscent of the pitcher who has had some success in that ballpark for the Cubs. Not the guy he was in 2015 when he won that big game against the Pirates there, but he let one runner on in each of the first five innings. He got out of jams that he created, and you know, the Cubs hit finally. So this was a good day for Chicago baseball. After yesterday, it felt like we got off the air and was like, oh God, that was depressing, because both teams were struggling going into yesterday's games. And that both teams come out of it feeling a little bit better about themselves.
All right, so let's talk about the Sox defense for a second, since we had a couple of texters saying that that was going to be the thing that stopped them this year, and that you know, all the pitching performances in the world aren't going to erase that from a factor. And I get it. You know, the Aaron Bummer, his bad night was really part of the whole Nick Madrigal experiment, and he had a ball he couldn't handle, and we've seen that happen a little bit too often, and we've seen errors all over the field. And you know, I know they have, what, 7 errors. One of those is on the catcher because of catcher interference. So, I mean, I don't want to overreact to the errors. But we talked about Nick Williams, a guy they signed to a minor league deal. Billy Hamilton goes on the DL, and Billy Hamilton only on the team, really, because Aloy got hurt to start the year, and Aloy not known for his defense, but he's a guy that was out there at a mangle, still out with a hamstring injury. So you're short in the outfield. You got Aloy gone, and you got, obviously Angle out and not available. So you're kind of stuck with Hamilton. And now next thing you know, you're sitting there and you bring up Nick Williams and you have him starting as your left fielder. Again, you got that game. You're off today. Who do you want in left field on Saturday? And, you know, my answer is Adam Engel, but I don't know when he's coming back.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a while. Andrew Vaughn, I think, is the guy you've got to give the opportunity to stay in the lineup. He's not going to be your designated hitter for a while, because I think that Yermín Mercedes deserves a chance, and the Sox are better. Obviously, when the guy who's hitting over 500 in the lineup, that goes without saying. So Andrew Vaughn, who, you know, had his first major league hit in Seattle, he kind of relieved some of that pressure. He's not great in left field, but this is not a great defensive team, and I think it's worth the risk to have him back in the lineup. He's got a couple days off. Mentally, he can recharge and be refreshed. So that's the way I would go. You can count on certain things. You mentioned the 7 errors. Number one, it's the plays that haven't been made as well, that haven't been necessarily errors, that defensively remind
not
you.
Not turning a double play. That happened again yesterday.
Can't happen.
Yeah,
Can't happen.
Right.
But also, you know, Adam Eaton, who's a pretty good fielder, he's got 3 of them.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you don't know if this first week is going to become a trend for a team that's going to be defensively challenged, or these are just quirky things that have happened in the first week as we sort of get into the rhythm of the season. So I would take my chances with Andrew Vaughn out there. Dustin suggested maybe Tim Anderson when he comes back.
That's crazy.
I think that's a little crazy, but I do wonder, you know, if you're trying infielders in the outfield, if Danny Mendick is versatile enough to take some, I don't know. You like the fact, and you're right, and I stand corrected, Danny Mendick is off to a better start statistically than I realized when you're hitting, you know, it's a small sample size, 4 out of 6, but still, if he
continues. With 2 walks.
Yeah, he's a good eye.
Just saying, he's had 8 at bats and he's been on base 6 times. That's pretty damn good.
If left field becomes your sort of your lab experiment,
yeah,
one big season long lab experiment, and see what works out there, what kind of chemistry, what kind of success and results you have. Maybe Mendick is a guy that in late innings or early innings you give him a chance, or maybe during, you know, an off day you see what he's got out there.
You know, here's the thing. Adam Engel is a good player, and he's going to be able to he'll be fine in left field. If you're worried about it, then Leury Garcia is a good player and can play all different positions. He could play left field. If you want a defensive replacement, you could have Engel come in and be that guy. He could start some, and then he could clean things up at the end of a game. That's a pretty damn good outfield if you think about Engel with Robert and Eaton. That sounds like you could. That sounds like that will
you
work.
Can live with
you
that.
Can live with that.
You can live with that.
Tim's your shortstop. You play him at shortstop, and you don't move him out of shortstop.
No.
That's insane.
That's something you would do at spring training.
You won a batting title. I mean, the guy, you know, he's like one of the best hitters on the team. Exactly. So I wouldn't do that. Moncada's right where he should be. You know, I like Tim at shortstop. You know, if you're looking for, if Mendick can keep hot, and this is such a small sample size, it's nice that the guy was sent down. Now he was on the taxi squad. It wasn't like he was physically sent down. But he's back on the team, and he's responded to that. I don't know that lasts long term, but he's responded. Maybe that helps put some pressure on Nick Madrigal, who, you know, you expect great things from. He's supposed to be this great hitter. He's supposed to get 3,000 hits, he said, I don't know where I'm at with him because his defense isn't shutdown defense. His base running is flawed. I think that for a guy his size and with his reputation, I thought he would be a much better all-around baseball player than I've seen from him thus far. I'm making a very swift judgment in a very short period of time, and I don't want to do that. I want him to do well and to settle in there. I'm just saying, if you feel like that's continuing, you might have an option with Mendick if he can continue what he started.
If Danny Mendick has a spot on the roster, it's to apply pressure and depth behind Nick Madrigal, because Madrigal should feel some. Look, if he's going to be a major league infielder, he's a first-round pick. You've got a lot invested in him, hope and otherwise. And he came to you as known as the guy who's going to hit for a good average. If he continues to hit, he's a singles hitter. Okay, it's a little high to draft a guy like that in the draft. But defensively, you cannot have the issues that occur that have cropped up so quickly in his career. You know, he's been at the center of a lot of things with base running and defense. And when you're a player like Nick Madrigal,
yeah,
and your margin for error is so thin and you want to be one of these intangible guys, you can't give your manager a reason to want to replace you or to question whether or not you're going to make this double play. Are you going to get this sure-handed out? Are you going to be able to, you know, get to advance on a play where you should be advancing if you're a base runner? So the Mendick presence, if it creates pressure on Madrigal, great. Because if Madrigal doesn't do the job, you have another option. I think that's probably his best purpose on the roster, because playing around with the outfield, you don't want that to become, you're in the midst of a season. You're trying to win a pennant.
Yes.
I think,
David, you're buying time. That's all you're doing right now. You're buying time until you get healthy again at that position, or you manage to make a move or get some sort of solution to that position. I get it. They've got a couple of Cuban players that are going to be there next year. Maybe you don't look at long-term ways of filling those spots, but I really think right now you're just buying time. And it's the first month of the season is going to be about surviving and getting through it. And you know, who knows? Maybe you discover something. Maybe somebody thrives that was unexpected, as opposed to everything going, you know, the wrong way.
And Nick Williams, it did send a lot of people to the Google machine before the game yesterday, but he did play in 140 games for the Phillies, I think, a couple seasons ago. He is a guy who has, you know, some experience, so he's not somebody that is as obscure as he might have seemed yesterday when he was a surprise replacement because of the injury situation. The Sox have, you know, right now they're just trying to withstand this early inconsistency, injury. These are things that were unforeseen, but if they're going to be as good of a team as they expect to be, they can overcome this, and they should be able to with their depth and certainly with their pitching. Because they're starting pitching, if Lance Lynn has set the tone yesterday, boy, it's going to be pretty good.
312-644-6767. Cubs looking pretty good too yesterday. So we got some fun things to talk about in baseball. And I want to react to everything on a day-to-day basis. It's 162 games, but I think you're just trying to get to a certain point, and we'll discuss it.
But we're here to react to things on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's
basis.
What I mean. I'm saying. I mean, we're not overreacting. We're just reacting.
Exactly.
And people seem to get upset about it. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Baseball.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
I wonder if you understand the overindulgence of people like myself and some fans about the early season slump.
I don't know how to control the outside narrative. Tell people to hold tight, I guess. You'll find a way on the radio, I know.
It's just me. I'm speaking for me alone.
Okay. Well, then no comment.
Inside the Clubhouse, co-host alongside our own David Hall.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover in the next 2 hours. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Great being with you, like we are every Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, talking baseball on Inside the Clubhouse.
Bruce Levine.
You know, that's a great question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Hall on 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to catch up with the Score's baseball experts. And Bruce Levine joins us on the hotline, brought to you by Al Pamonte Nissan. Al Pamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Pleasure watching some veteran Chicago pitchers yesterday at their trade. It was nice to see and a good day for Chicago baseball.
So I put this together, and it's probably a weird and bad take, but I just got to throw it at you. Lance Lynn is a horse, and he's a guy that's going to eat a lot of innings. He's also on a one-year deal. I think that you know he's going to probably lead them in innings, and maybe you don't care about trying to preserve or protect him because he's here for a year and you want to get the most out of him. And then you look at Kimbrel and you think, there's a veteran guy. He's made a lot of money, hasn't been very good. He's on a hot streak. Who cares if you use him up? You got to get your money's worth out of him. You got to make sure you win early, etc. Am I linking something there about using players that could be on the way out differently than young and inexperienced guys as opposed to the vets?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, Mike, because we're all still getting used to a full baseball season in front of us, right? 162 games rather than 60. So I think everybody's wear and tear is going to be judged and looked at. Veteran pitchers are veteran pitchers. They've been through the wars. They've had great careers. Every year, you know, you look at the attrition, you wonder if this is it, if this is the way they're going to go downhill. But they're not afraid to go out there and pitch. They're not afraid to pitch on one-year contracts. They're soldiers of fortune. They know what the game is all about. They've survived to this point. So I wouldn't worry about the usage of them. I don't think it should be under the microscope. They want to be out there. They want to pitch, and they want to try to win for their team.
Bruce, I thought Kimbrel's five-out save was his most impressive as a Cub, and I feel like that was the guy they wanted and expected when they signed him in 2019. That said, did going to him for an April game, it just kind of screamed urgency Does that show how much confidence they have in him, or does it underscore the lack of depth and trust they have in everybody else?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and it's one that I've asked myself over this last week as well, is the idea that those wins to David Ross, and every manager, you know, you can say this about, but those wins are so precious that he has a preconceived plan in his mind about what he wants to do and where he wants to go, which is great. You're supposed to, if you're a manager, be a couple innings ahead. But there only seems to be on a daily basis, you know, a certain guy that he wants to go to. In the case of Kimbrel yesterday, a five-out save. You know, we were led to believe that Kimbrel's a one-inning guy, and that's where the strength of the team is getting, you know, the other bullpen guys to get those innings to Kimbrel in the ninth. But this was a situation where, you know, he went by his gut. He went by, we're talking about David Ross, and the five inning, you know, the five guys he faced was on his mind because he had a day off for his team the next day. So he can indulge in a little bit more of Kimbrel with a day off the next day. You know, it's thinking ahead. You know, I think David Ross is showing us a lot about what he's going to be as a manager. Last year, I don't think we got to see a lot of it because it was such a short season. I think we're going to see the real guy, the guy who is trying to set himself apart from other managers this year managing the Cubs.
You know, we talked about Jake Arrieta and this version of him that we're seeing, as opposed to the guy that every time he took the mound, you thought he could pitch a no-hitter. I mean, he was just so exceptional in his first run with the Cubs. And now you look at him and he's a different pitcher. And it's kind of fun to watch a veteran guy battle, know how to pitch, get through it when he doesn't have his best stuff. We talked also about the idea that David Ross went out and talked to him at one point, which was unusual given the fact that the manager usually goes out and gets the pitcher. He doesn't usually go out to talk him off the ledge or to give him a tip or whatever. But Ross, of course, is his old catcher. He caught a no-hitter for the guy. So it's just a different relationship.
It is, and you know, you're seeing, as you pointed out, Mike, a different pitcher. We were so used to that robotic Jake Arrieta, the guy with the dynamic fastball and slider that couldn't be hit. And now you're watching a guy that's more pinpoint, that you know, uses off-speed pitches to keep hitters off balance, and it has been extraordinary in how his control has worked. You know, he like a lot of other veteran pitchers, they will walk certain guys, and the walk total might go up once in a while, but it's done a lot of times on purpose to stay away from the hitters that can change the game on you. So from all of that, it's been really fun since spring training watching Arrieta pitch, a different guy, and now healthy again. You know, remember, maybe he's not the dynamic pitcher he was 5 years ago, but being healthy is the key for Arrieta. I think something that a lot of us missed, the idea that he was hurt all 3 years with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Bruce, with the White Sox, and I'm sure we'll talk about this tomorrow and Inside the Clubhouse 9 to 11 here on The Score. Yermín Mercedes hit a 485-foot home run that made fans who waited through the rain delay feel like it was worth the wait. And he has been, I think, one of the best stories in baseball through the first week. Publicly, it's great that there's so much fascination with this, and the Sox players and managers and it, you know, executives are saying the right things. Is there any concern about how sustainable this is? I mean, is this a guy that they're privately penciling into the DH role, you know, for the season? What do they think about how long this can last? And is this a guy that at 28 is finally getting it?
I mean, it's all house money right now, David. You know, they're just riding the wave of a guy that everybody always said could hit, even though he was released numerous times because there wasn't a position on a team that a lot of people looked at. You know, they looked at him more as like what he's doing right now, just a hitter without a position. He's improved dramatically, they say, as a catcher and showed that during spring training. But you know, the hit ability and the confidence in himself has always been there. I mean, that's why he continued his career, you know, for 10 years, knowing that, you know, teams released him and looked at him as a non-player and went to independent ball and continued to hit. You know, credit to the White Sox and their scouts and their player development people for getting a hold of him and keeping the faith in him and developing him. And now, you know, all he does is hit, and he's a scary hitter. I mean, you put him in the White Sox lineup with a lot of other good hitters and guys that are going to hit more than they are right now. And that, you know, you can't pitch around this guy. You would like to because he's so hot, but you can't really do it. So if you're a White Sox fan, just enjoy the fact that this guy is there. He is the talk of baseball. And if it does, you know, he's not going to hit 560, but if he hits 270 and he hits out 20 bombs or 25 bombs and he's a huge surprise, I don't think the White Sox will be shocked about that. I think he'll fit in there. There's other guys that are coming along. Certainly Vaughn is someone that they believe in. Zach Collins has really been ignored, and he is really coming into his own as a hitter as well. So there's a lot of positives for the Chicago White Sox at the beginning of the year, even though it's been kind of clunky to begin with.
So David pointed out, and I thought correctly, that when you looked at that lineup yesterday, you were kind of like, really? Like, you know, again, I said you had to Google Nick Williams. I had not seen him with the White Sox. He was just brought up and brought back, I guess. He was in camp, right? I don't know anything about the guy. At any rate, I know he played for
Mendick,
Philadelphia.
Mendick. Yeah,
and Yermin. So let me just ask you. You got a day off, so you got everybody available to you on Saturday. What's your lineup? Mendick has looked pretty good. He's hitting pretty well. He's been on base, I think, 6 out of his 8 at bats. You look at Yermin. I don't know how you take him out of the lineup. Who do you put then in left field? Are you trying the continued experiment there? When you have everybody available, how do you line them up?
Well, right now, Tony already said that Vaughn is playing left field on Saturday. Okay. So, and the Yerminator's got to be in there. I mean, they would
always, yeah.
They would burn the house down if he wasn't playing right now. How could you say it? And look, Mendick was, at the end of the year, he goes to the minor leagues. You know, pretty disappointing for him, a guy that played some good ball for him last year and had to go down. He's playing, a good shortstop. He's not going to be covering the ground that Anderson does, but, you know, hopefully they get Anderson back toward the end of next week. But in the meantime, next man up. I mean, that's the favorite story in baseball, and guys are getting it done right now. I think it's fun, entertaining. It was a great night, even though it was damp out there, watching Lynn deal and watching those balls go out of the ballpark. That was Chicago White Sox baseball the way you like it.
Bruce, Javi Baez pulled out the sand wedge, and he went and lofted a home run. That ball was not more than a foot off the ground. Was that an example of what David Ross keeps talking about and telling guys to be selfish, to be themselves at the play, or was that just one of those things that happens with Javi Baez?
You shut your eyes and swing hard. That's what my little league coach always said. And Javi was always going to swing hard. And when he makes contact, again, we talked about it. He's been so taken advantage of by other pitchers with over 40% breaking balls thrown to him over the last 2 years. It went up from lower 30s in 17, 18, 19. Last year was over 40. This year, over 40%. He just has to lay off and adjust to that breaking ball, hit it on the outside corner, lay off of it. You know, he's a great talent. We've already seen the greatness in Javier Baez. Now, the baseball IQ has to catch up with him and realize that they're taking advantage of him. Lay off of it. There's plenty of time to get the job done. He's a terrific talent. He's just got to catch up to where he needs to be right now. And look, that's a good sign. With all three guys hitting home runs now, and the you see the free agent guys starting to feel a little bit comfortable. Yeah, it's against Pittsburgh, but you have to win those games too.
Bruce, thanks a ton. We'll look forward to tomorrow. Any idea who's on? I know who's on. I know the two guys.
Yeah, Bruce, who's on?
Personal friends
of
mine.
I know David Hall will be there. He always is. He shows up. I might be there. And Tommy Hotovy, the pitching coach of the Cubs,
nice.
Will be joining us at 9:30. And we'll be pulling out a new
segment.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's just for you, Mike. It's called Chin Music.
Chin Music.
I like it. All That's right. beautiful. That's yeah. It's such a pleasant sound, and yet when people get actually hit by a pitch, it's not as happy as you think.
Talk to you tomorrow, Bruce.
All right, buddy.
Have a great weekend. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We have breaking news, David. Prince Philip has shuffled off this mortal coil at age 99.
Yeah.
And he, of course, consort to the Queen, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II. I think all anyone wants to know is Meghan and Harry going to that.
Wow.
How are you going to handle that?
Well, I didn't even think about that. That's a really
it's a big difficult spot.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I would hope so in a time like that.
Yeah.
Life well lived. 99 years old. Fascinating man. Really is.
Another fascinating man is Hawk Harrelson. And we're going to talk to Hawk next. We're going to, bring in Hawk Harrelson, Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Pitching today for the White Sox, his fourth opening day start in the bullpen and warming up, number 56, Mark Burley.
There's a chopper, Goad.
Yes!
A beautiful play by Ross Bloed, as we mentioned, was guarding the line, had to go hard to his right, and he got there. So the Sox take the opener here in 05, 1-0. Right now, let's go back to our studios with Pat Boyle and Kerry Sayer.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. How about that? That's 2005, and we are delighted to welcome in the man himself, the great Hawk Harrelson joins us on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline, Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Hawk, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Hawk.
Hello, guys. You can put it on the board, Lance Lynn. Yeah.
Oh, boy, was he good, huh? And I got to tell you, I was chuckling because, you know, they kept throwing up these comparisons of opening days. Britt Burns and Wilbur Wood, and I was like, my God, this is like a walk down memory lane for any Sox fan of a certain age. Just a fantastic performance by him. And really, it just takes the whole bullpen thing. Now they get 2 days off, and we'll see what they need on Saturday, everyone available.
Well, you know, it's such a great thing to see. Excuse me, but when's the last time that a major league pitcher went 9 innings?
Right.
You know, I remember back in 05, we saw some we'll never ever see again, and that was four consecutive complete games, and within 2 outs of having five consecutive complete games. And that's old-time baseball, but it is, quote-unquote, baseball. And I'll tell you one thing, this new rule they brought in that a reliever's got to pitch to three guys is just crazy.
Hawk, one of the big reasons it was so big is because the White Sox bullpen needed a break. They have today off, and Lance Lynn going 9 innings gave them a respite. Overall, the first week, the bullpen hasn't been what the Sox, you know, hoped it would be. The defense has been a little shoddy. The offense has, you know, been great. Yermín Mercedes has been a terrific story. Oh, what have been your impressions of the first week of the White Sox season?
Well, losing Aloy was really a big blow, because I think he was primed to have a big, big year. And another big hurt is Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson is the leader of that ball club on the field. And for him to go down for, you know, a 10-day situation, it just hurts. But this ball club is going to be fine. I'll tell you that. They've finally got a good bullpen. But they're asking managers now to manage a game they really don't know that much about, and that's having the relievers have to go to three guys. And Tony will figure it out. And these managers, the good ones, will figure it out, because you got to think, you know, two or three hitters ahead. And it's just something that's never been done before, that you had to have a guy out there to pitch to three guys.
Hawk, you ever seen anything like Yermín Mercedes' start to this season? The fact that he got the consecutive hits to start, he's at the home opener, boom, 485 feet. This guy has been one of the great stories in baseball. He was the AL Player of the Week. I think he played three games out of the four to qualify. You know, it's just an extraordinary story.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, that's why baseball is such a beautiful game, because nobody knows this game. There are no experts in the game of baseball. And we see things all the time that we've never seen before. And when was the last time a guy started off with eight state hit? Was it, what, 05 or 04? I mean, 1904, 1905, whatever. It's crazy, and it's just beautiful. It's a generational game. And that's one reason I love it. I love it more today than I ever have. I really do, because you see things like you're mean. You see things where there's no complete games by pitchers, and all of a sudden we get Lance to go out there. And in fact, I said it earlier that if we'd had Lance Lynn last year, we may have gone a lot further in those playoffs and even got to the World Series. We were just one starter short. But I'll tell you, it's fun. We've got great talent. We've got a great manager, and it's going to be a fun year, I can tell you that.
Let's talk about the manager for a second, Hawk. You know, Tony La Russa, he'd been out for a decade, and I wonder, when players have to come back from either an injury or take a step up, they talk about the speed of the game being something that they have to adjust to. Is the same true, do you think, for a manager? Tony's had, you know, some ups and downs in the first week, in his first week back in a decade. Do you think it's going to take a while before he adapts to the speed of the game and the way the game has changed since he last managed? Or do you think that those things are going to take care of themselves?
Oh, it's not even an issue, because of the fact that he's going to wind up being the second all-time winning manager in baseball behind Connie Mack. He's going to pass John McGraw. And, in fact, he is already the winningest manager in baseball history for teams over 500. And, you know, it doesn't take a Rolls Royce long to get warm. And that's what Tony is. He's a Rolls Royce of managers. There's no doubt about it. You know, he's only been fired one time, you know, in his career. And you're talking to the was fired, you know. But I didn't fire him because he was a bad manager. There was some other reason, but Tony and I both will take that reason to the grave with us. And I have never wished him anything but the best, because I've known Tony since 1962 when he joined us in Binghamton, New York. So I've known him longer than anybody in the game. And even though he was not a real good player, he was a very impressive young man. And he it didn't take him long to adjust. It's going to take a lot of these other managers a hell of a lot longer, because, as I said, they're going to have to be thinking, you know, intentional walks like Tony did out in the Angel game. To get to whoever they're going to try to be their out guy. And that means a lot of times you're going to have to put the tying or maybe even the go-ahead run on base with an intentional walk. So it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting to watch.
When we look at their bullpen, we talked before the season started about how this could be the best bullpen in baseball. And obviously they brought in Liam Hendricks. And obviously, you know, we know how good Aaron Bummer can be. But the combination of Kopech and Crochet, both of whom will probably end up as starters in their careers, but seeing that kind of firepower, right hand, left hand, do you think that those guys, as the year goes on, will be moving up in terms of when you use them and how you use them? And does it remind you of any combination of relievers that you've seen? It's pretty extraordinary, those two young guys.
Well, if you're talking about talent-wise and firepower, no, this is about as good as it gets. You know, when I've been in this game, I'm one of four or five guys who've been in this game all the parts of eight decades. So I've seen in fact, Tony was the guy who brought in, you know, the seventh inning guy, the eighth inning guy. He's the one that started that. And It's interesting, as I said, to see what's going to happen because of the fact that when you got that kind of talent and you really don't can't utilize them the way they should be, because when you take somebody out of that bullpen and bring them in, they got to pitch to three people. And that's crazy. I mean, that's the worst thing I have ever seen in this game outside of the strike, you know, 30 years ago.
Hawk, when you watch all the things that happened in the company opening day, the home opener at Guaranteed Rate Field, and just last week around baseball, how much do you miss it? Or are you pretty pretty comfortable about sitting back and strapping it down and watching from the couch?
Well, it's a little bit different watching the game instead of having a microphone in front of you when you got a Smirnoff and tonic in front of you. Do I miss it? You damn right I miss it. I'm telling a lot of these guys and announcers who call me to congratulate me, you know, about going into the Hall of Fame. I tell them, I say, look, if you enjoy what you're doing, and you don't have any kids or grandkids, don't quit. Because to me, the only thing that saves my sanity right now are my grandsons. I've got three grandsons here, and two of them are just in the next bedroom right now. They're getting ready to go back to Indiana. But if it wasn't for them, my chairman of the board and CEO of this family is my wife Eris. I mean, she, you know, and we've been married 49 years now, so we know each other pretty well, and they know that I love to watch the games of baseball, even if it's not just if the Sox aren't playing, I'll watch somebody else just to see, because you're going to see things in this game that you've never seen before occasionally. And that's what I love, because I've called thousands of games and I've played thousands of games, and it's just a change in a person's life, so to speak. You know, when you've been in the game like I have, and all of a sudden you've had enough, you want to spend more time with the family, and then all of a sudden you're out for a year or so, and it really hits you then.
Hawk, great catching up with you. Really appreciate it. If I don't see you before May 2nd, a very sincere Christos Onesti to you and your wife and your family.
Christos Onesti. Thank you.
Thanks, Hawk. You're the best.
Thanks, Hawk. All right, buddy. That is Hawk Harrelson. That's one of my favorites of all time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always good to hear
from Hawk.
I probably
followed it up, but yeah. There you go.
It's always good to hear from Hawk, even when you have to keep your finger on the dump button.
How about that? He referred to himself with a nasty word. That's pretty funny. He's not happy that he's the man that fired Tony La Russa, but he owns it. He wears it. Rick Hahn would compliment him. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're going to talk to Ron Coomer, our dear friend. The Coom Dog joins us next. Molly and Hall on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.